Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor for April the 30th, 2013. Your host, Wayne Benitez Jarrett. Yeah, we up on here. I'm live. We got a friend of mine. She's a model slash manager slash pro wrestler trying to make it. In this biz, we got the beautiful and talented Renee Michelle. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Doing good myself.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I actually play Rick Ashley. Since you like also old school also. how was it, the transformation from model to a women's wrestler for you?
It was a very big transformation for me, considering the fact that I never actually really grew up on wrestling, so me having the opportunity to have the doors open and experience new opportunities is very great. I enjoy it very much. The people there are great. They're very professional. It's a new experience, and it's something that I develop loving.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. How was it like training at Gilbert's Academy?
Training at Gilbert's was it was lots of fun. I enjoyed it very much. It was a new opportunity. The guys there, they're great guys. They trained me very hard. They were strict. They made sure that they taught me the best of their abilities and make sure I don't make any mistakes. And, you know, there's no such thing as a dumb question. So if I ever have any questions that I can't seem to quite get or understand, they were able to guide me the right direction.
That's cool. How was it working with members of Black Wall Street?
Working with Drolic, Chuck, Street, you know, they're great guys. It was very fun. It was very much entertaining. Even though they play as heels, you know, it was lots of fun, like, you know, having to taunt around with the audience. But I never had any issues with the guys. The guys there, they welcomed me with open arms. It was pretty much a crazy experience, but I enjoy it very much. I definitely don't have any regrets working with them. I love it.
Right. Was it nervous when you first made your debut at MCW, walking out with all three members?
I have to say I was very nervous. It was quite entertaining. I didn't expect to be thrown out there all of a sudden, but you know, they told me to, you know, just keep calm, you know, be natural, play, you know, be the bad guy, you know, as Black Wall Street usually is. And, yeah, I was nervous at first, but after a while, like, being in there in front of the audience, you know, I became very calm, cool, collected. I had lots of fun. I definitely would love to do it again.
That's good. Who do you like to work with in the business?
As far to wrestle against or to valet
wrestle against.
I had wrestled with Jessie Kay. She's a phenomenal wrestler. The next role that I would love to try will be hopefully Casey Carlisle as soon as I gain more experience.
Yeah, she's
very
good.
I heard that she's very good.
Yes.
Yeah, so I would definitely love to see how she works.
And you go right ahead.
All right. Also, Amber Rodriguez. Hopefully, you know, I get up to Sarah DeRay and Mia Yim and Dawn. So I heard those girls are very, very good in the ring, so I would love to try them.
Yeah, very good. They're good workers. And how was it working was that your first match at Big Time Wrestling?
Yes, it was. It was a tag team match. It was Jessie Kay with Pretty Ugly and Adam Ugly versus me and John Rambo and you know,
the Patriot.
So,
Tom Brady. Tom Brady, Case Mesa.
I
don't mean to spoil it. for all the listeners out there.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. I had lots of fun, you know, having my first match at the Big Time Wrestling. I definitely, you never forget your first match. So it was lots of fun. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, you did great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to improve more and, you know, to improve more for, you know, everyone else in the audience as well.
Right. And you actually made, at Body Slam Autism, you actually made a save for Amber Rodriguez.
Yes. Apparently, you know, I didn't like the fact that she was being cheated on, you know, by Vida and also JBK. So I had to come in there and, you know, save the day, cut that crap out. You know, I didn't like the fact that she was being, you know, beat around, tossed around. They're cheaters. So I don't condone that.
Yeah. And how is Dan McDevitt working with MCW?
Dan McDevitt, he's a great guy. I definitely adore the guy. He makes me laugh. He's a great person to work with. I definitely have no regret working with him. I would do it again all over for him if he was to ask me to. You know, he's very optimistic. You know, he's very open armed towards and very professional towards everyone and all the wrestlers as well.
Right. And he, I just also love the way he do his business and also and have people to pay their dues also, work their way up to the card and stuff.
Yeah, very, very professional.
Yes, indeed. Do you have any goals of going into the big three companies of TNA, WWE, and Ring of Honor?
Hopefully within the future. I'm going to try very hard and train as hard as I can to make the cut. I'm crossing my fingers. Hopefully I get there to either three of them. You know, it will be a great opportunity. I definitely will be so psyched about it.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, the harder I train, the sooner I get there.
Right. There are so many models now doing the transition to pro wrestling.
Yeah, that's true. I found out a lot about that, so it was very surprising on my end.
Right. And that's definitely a plus and a positive also. They so much improving each month.
Yes.
Yes. Have you?
Sorry, couldn't hear you. What were you saying?
Have you have any other goals of pursuing the wrestling business?
Yes. Hopefully, as far as right now, you know, even though I'm in the indies, eventually I do want to make it either TNA, WWE, or Ring of Honor. So my goal is to definitely reach to either one of them.
Right.
You know, hopefully to pursue the best of my ability further as possible. You know, so that is my main objective as of now. And as of right now, I'm actually on my way to training.
Right. And the bumps and bruises is actually paying off for you right now.
Yeah, like when I first started, gosh, I was getting bumps and bruises and, you know,
scars
all over the place. But now, you know, your body's not used to that type of abuse. But after a while, you know, your skin toughens up and you're used to it. And the only time that you don't get hurt is when you're falling correctly.
Right. Yeah, and definitely Gilbert and Maryland Academy shows you everything with to prepare you.
but you know, as of right now, I am attending the House of Pain in Hagerstown.
Yes, that's another good school also.
Yeah, the guys there, they're really great. They're very professional. And Rambo, he's such a sweetheart.
Yes, one of the legends. of this
business. Yeah, he'll tell me if I'm doing something wrong. He'll get in the ring and correct me right away.
Right. Did you get the chance to talk to other legends while they was there, like Jim Duggan or?
Excuse me, what was the question?
Did you get to talk to other legends for advice, like Jim Duggan or anyone else?
No, not as yet, but, you know, hopefully I would love to pick his brain on some of the psychology of wrestling as well.
Right.
For each and every wrestler that, you know, I do introduce myself to and that I do meet, you know, I try to learn from them as much as I can and use that to my advantages.
That's cool. And do you watch any of the product of WWE and TNA?
Yes, I do. I do. I enjoy it very, very much. Today I was watching it. So that, you know, even though it was late, I enjoy watching it very much. It's very entertaining. It's learning about, you know, each and every individual and the psychology of it and how the way they work around the ring is quite interesting.
Right. Have you been watching any old school wrestling and studying it?
Old school wrestling, a little bit. You know, I do need to watch more of it. I don't admit that. So that is definitely one of my biggest homeworks to do.
Right. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Hey.
And how do you still model on and off?
And when it's cold, I kind of take time off. But since, you know, summer's coming up again, you know, knowing me, I'm gonna end up picking back up on the modeling as well. But I'm gonna be more so focused on to the wrestling than anything else.
Hmm. That's cool.
But, you know,
that is awesome.
With...
Right. And I noticed that you've been doing also traveling to other countries and seeing places while doing that also.
With the modeling?
Yes.
Yes, I have. I went to other countries. I have went to other states as well.
Yeah, it must have been a great experience for you.
Good. I have no regrets for it. I actually enjoy being overseas, and although, you know, in other states as well, but it made me, you know, overseas.
Yeah. Maybe you can do it also for wrestling companies overseas in the future.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll do it in a heart attack.
Yes, there's a lot of opportunity out there.
Yeah, it's actually pretty quite popular overseas.
Yes. Do you have anything to plug?
Excuse me?
Do you have any... thing to plug for our listeners out there?
As far as our listeners, you know, I do thank them very much for listening. Stay tuned, you know, hopefully, you know, they get to watch me learn, develop, and grow, you know, within the industry, and hopefully I can bring them a good show.
That is good. Any upcoming shows for you coming up?
Yes, upcoming shows that will be coming soon. Next month, the 18th, I will be at the ACW, and then around in May 25th, there will also be IPE. wrestling, so I'll be out there as well.
Yeah.
The show that I usually will be doing will be NCW, ACW, PCW, and then in May I'll be out in IPE.
That is good. More work for you.
Yeah, the more work, the better for me. I like to stay
right.
busy, so that's good.
Yeah. And you're welcome to stop by anytime to Wrestling X Factor, and or you can also plug our Wrestling X Factor group page also for it, for any of your events or anything or announcements.
Oh, that would be great! Thank you. I'll be sure to put that on.
Yeah, no problem. Yes, it's been a wonderful for having you on here throughout your busy time.
Thanks. I do appreciate it any time. So thank you for having me.
No problem.
Hello?
Yeah, we just having technical difficulties. Yes, that was the wonderful and talented Renee Michelle, an up and coming women's wrestler that's going to go far in our biz. So we running out of time up on here. I'm Wayne Benitez, a Wrestling X Factor. Check us out on a group page on Facebook at Wrestling X Factor. Or check out our archives also at Blog Talk Radio. So, we out of here, y'all. Catch you on the next side. Later.
OJ right now is awesome.